This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. The 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know, I found this interesting. A lot of you guys like the Red Bulls and your Monster Energy drinks. And and I get it. You know, I drink an energy drink every now and then. I don't like coffee. So, you know, if I'm tired and I pooped and I got a long day, yeah, I'll hit a Red Bull. I try to sip it. I get really nervous drinking energy drinks because an energy drink will have the same amount of caffeine as a cup of coffee. But you end up drinking it so much quicker than a piping hot cup of coffee that you end up getting larger boluses of the caffeine at one time. So that can make your heart race. It can make you a little bit more anxious and edgy as opposed to drinking a cup of coffee slow and sipping it. So, you know, it's a concern when, you know, people who have anxiety or people who have palpitations decide to reach for a energy drink, because I say, look, it's going to make things worse, you know, just don't, you know, avoid caffeine, especially if you can. But, you know, people either energy drinks, it's got some B12, it's got, you know, some have sugar, some don't, some have B6, some have, I don't really remember the label. But what is a growing trend, which has been going on now for at least a decade, is people drink vodka Red Bulls. Or they mix their energy drinks and alcohol. So rather than having, you know, it be soda pop, like a rum and coke or a, gin and tonic, people are using their Red Bull to cut the drink. And it's not a very good combination. Well, now we're being told that researchers are finding that it makes you more likely to fight and get into a fight. They say, compared to alcohol alone, mixing in energy drinks may cause people to lose their inhibitions and take more risks on a night out. Now, alcohol and taurine is a key chemical to energy drinks. They found that if they gave it to zebrafish, okay, they did this test with zebrafish, and they gave them alcohol and an energy drink, or taurine energy drink, and they found them less likely to avoid predators. Now, this could have been a very easy study to do on college kids. I don't know why they had to test it on fish. But how many of you guys have ever drunk some alcohol with an energy drink? I did once. I had the worst headache, not even a hangover. There was a bunch of us went out for breakfast, and it was at a sports bar. And so the sports bar offered this drink. I think it had orange juice, vodka, and an energy and Red Bull. And I'm like, you know what? I'm tired. We got a long day of football. If we're going to have a little bit of a drink, why not? And I had a pounding headache in 2 hours. And I was like, okay, I'm a lightweight. This is, like, way too much. I know, I'm such a weenie. I used to not be a weenie, but I'm a weenie now. And I always advise young people to not mix energy drinks in. The reason why people do it is because they want to stay awake. You know, they think they can have alcohol during the day if they have a Red Bull with it or an energy drink. Or they think they can last longer throughout the night partying. And my issue with that is if you feel awake, you may drink more. And we don't want you drinking more than one or two drinks, because then you start getting drunk. I mean, some people get drunk even after one drink. Study author Dr. Matt Parker from the University of Portsmouth says, energy drinks and alcohol together may be exacerbating some of the negative effects of binge drinking. Reduction in fear and problems in social communication, while intoxicated, increases the risk of fighting and violence. Now, see, this is what I think. I think the average person wants to be in a fight. People love fights. Again, we're animals. You know, just like people will say, okay, you know, when you have alcohol, you know, be very careful, because then you'll make out with somebody. And then the next day you'll say, oh, I didn't mean to make out with you. And, you know, it was the alcohol. It wasn't me. Well, we all know that if you have a spark for somebody and you drink alcohol, there was a spark there. Alcohol just decreases your inhibitions. So that main desire has to be there. I mean, it's really rare that you, unless you're really, really drunk, you know, when you really actually have no filter. But, you know, drinking one or two drinks, you can't just blame the alcohol. We know that you had a predilection for either fighting with the person or making out with the person or whatever. But I really think a lot of us find an excuse to fight. We just have that burning desire for conflict. When, you know, now, for me, okay, my life is too busy. Last thing I need is somebody fighting. You know, if the kids behave for 1 week straight, I'm not going to look for them to misbehave. But you do have some people that really, really like the drama. They like to give you the silent treatment, or they like to snap, or they like to, you know, show their macho alpha maleness or alpha femaleness. And you got to watch out for those people. And those are the people that you really don't want to drink with. They may be your buddy, but if they haven't had a good fight, if they haven't felt like they had a good punch in, they may want to do that then and there. And people say, no, 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 not everybody wants to punch. Well, I mean, remember, we're animals. You know, we've been really domesticated for multiple centuries. But, you know, in the olden days, you got to fight in war. You got to, you know, have a duel, or you got to, you know, pound it out on the playground. We don't do that anymore, which is good. Trust me, I don't want kids kicking each other's butts by any means. But we are not exercising a very powerful instinct and passion that some of us have. So whether we're going to use the excuse of the energy drink or the excuse of alcohol or the excuse of, well, you know, somebody ticked me off or, you know, somebody has depression, keep in mind that we have a lot of inhibitions and it takes a lot of our energy. I keep thinking back to that recent X-Men. Remember when Michael Fassbender and the girl from Hunger Games was in the X-Men, but it was the first of the new series of X-Men? And she is supposed to be that blue mystique. And she doesn't. She walks around as a blonde looking like the Hunger Games girl. Jennifer, I forget her name. Okay, all I know is Michael Fassbender. That's all I care about. And he said, why are you wasting half of your energy trying to be this blonde girl? If you stay mystique, you have so much more power. Well, that's the thing. A lot of us, we use, you know, half of our energy per day to keep things at bay. That's not a very good situation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants. seconds and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so e-cigs are not as safe as we've been led to believe, according to the latest study. Right. Research suggests that vaping, which is, again, this is, you know, it's you or I. Vaping can trigger the production of damaging inflammatory chemicals in the airway. An elite scientist behind the research has urged cautious skepticism over the safety of the devices. Now, apparently, e-cigs are becoming more popular than smoking and tobacco in high schools. And I understand why a lot of people will use vaping to get off smoking. And I've endorse that as long as it is very, very short term. But if you are having damage inside the lungs because of the vaping, then I don't know if we are instructing you to do the healthiest thing for your lungs. So this research was published in the journal Thorax, and it was published by the BMJ, and it indicates that e-cigarette vapor will disable alveolar macrophages. Now, what are alveolar macrophages? Well, alveoli are the little baby sacs that are within the lungs that help the gas exchange between the blood and the air. So we've talked about how your blood pumps through the heart, right? The left ventricle pumps blood all the way throughout the body. Well, it doesn't pump it all the way throughout, but it does that big initial pump, right? As it keeps pumping, blood ends up going throughout the body. Then blood goes to the tissues, dumps the oxygen, you know, any tissue that needs oxygen. Here you go, here you go. Oh, thank you, that's good. Oh, I'll take some tea. You know, all right. And they're like, oh, here, tea for you. Anyways, everybody gets their oxygen. All right. And then once the body has, you know, the blood has done its rounds, it comes back up through the inferior vena cava, through the right ventricle, right atrium, down to the right ventricle, and then the right ventricle pumps it into the lungs to get more oxygen. The blood goes into the lungs. There's the gas exchange all the way down at the alveolar level. The alveolar has the air that will breathe in the oxygen. The blood keeps circulating through it because the right ventricle is pumping when the left ventricle pumps. Obviously, it's the, you know, it's the pump of the heart. The oxygen gets transferred into the blood from the lungs. You breathe out carbon dioxide. Oxygen stays in the blood now. Then it comes back through the left atrium into the left ventricle, and then the whole cycle starts all over again. So these alveoli still need a cleanup system. They still need something to protect them and to make sure that as air comes in and bacteria and viruses and all sorts of other crap, that we could keep the alveoli fairly clean. You have macrophages for that. Now, macrophages are really, really cool. They're these big, huge cells that help fight infection, clear it out. So they're finding that vaping could mess that up. So researchers warn their findings add to concerns among health experts that vaping is perhaps not as healthy as previously thought. Well, duh. So they acknowledge more research is needed, you think? So here's the where this gets tricky. Some of you guys may have early COPD or emphysema. Now, COPD is where you've lost some of the elasticity of your lungs. So take a balloon, okay, blow into the balloon. You have a nice fresh balloon. You blow into the balloon, and then you try to make, you know, the farting sound with the air as you let the air out. You know, it's like, oh, so funny, so funny. But the balloon kind of snaps back to its original shape. After doing that a few times, it starts to get boggy. And it will keep some of the air. An old boggy balloon keeps some of the air, so it doesn't snap back. That's what a COPD or even an asthmatic's lungs could look like. Now, there's a variety of reasons that could cause this. But with COPD, the number one reason is smoking. So when you don't have that ability to snap back and you have air that settles, you're more at risk for infection. You need to be able to spew the air back out. You don't want stasis in the body. In nature, you don't want stasis. What happens when you have a little doggy pool sit there for days with water? It gets dirty, right? Things settle. Starts to grow mold, things like that. So with your lungs, you need to make sure you don't have stasis. You need to make sure that when you take a breath, you breathe things out. Now, we don't all sit there and go, and take big deep breaths. We just breathe normally. When you breathe normally, you will have some residual volume. We call it RV, residual volume, which is very smart for the body. The reason why we have residual volume is, let's say you get submerged in water or something happens and you can't take in a breath. Hopefully that residual volume of air is what the blood could use to get some more oxygen until you could take your next breath. Now, sometimes that doesn't really last that long. So the body is a fascinating, well-choreographed, well-designed machine. But if you have a lung issue, like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, you're going to be more likely to have infections. And you're not going to be able to fight off some of the infection or inflammation if you can't breathe things out. That's why many times with COPDs, COPD patients, they find that giving an antibiotic helps them during exacerbations. Now, I think antibiotics, especially the Z-Pak, may have some secret benefit that we don't know, like something anti-inflammatory. Because I can't tell you how many people will take a Z-Pak, even for a virus, and they say, but it worked. Well, I go, it didn't work because you had a virus, you know, and it's an antibiotic, but maybe it did something that helped decrease the inflammation that made you feel better. It's not an anti-inflammatory, but I'm just wondering why Z-Paks help people with viruses. They're not supposed to. They're designed to help people that have bacterial infection. It's just something I've noticed. So lead author, Professor David Thicket, an expert in respiratory medicine at Birmingham, said there's certainly an agenda to portray e-cigs as safe. He stressed tobacco still remains more dangerous than vaping. But we should have cautious skepticism that they are as safe as we are being led to believe. They say though most health experts view e-cigs as a crucial tool in the fight against tobacco, there's particularly concern about the use of the young. Yeah, absolutely. You got these people that are loving the different flavors, right? And they get to sit there in class. Their little jewels look like, thumb drives. And it's just the biggest thing. You know, my kids say everybody smokes, vapes in high school. I'm like, are you kidding me? Stupid stuff. And then they get addicted to the nicotine. So what do you do if you're just trying to get off smoking? Well, again, it all depends on how self-controlled you are and your willpower. I would rather you put an e-cig in your mouth than an actual tobacco unfiltered cigarette. But I'm still cautious because I don't know if I like the idea of chemicals and formaldehyde and heated toxins going into your lungs. And so where I stand as a family doctor is, all right, if you need to get off smoking, you could try it, but please don't be on it long term because we have no idea if this could be bad for you. And I don't want to tell people to go on vape. I would rather you guys, quit cold turkey or maybe use the patches to try to wean off the nicotine. It's just, there hasn't really been a lot of successful things out there. Chantix works fairly well, but not for everybody. Chantix works as a nicotine decoy. So your body thinks it's getting the nicotine, but it's not. So you could then detox off the nicotine. So I've had some success with Chantix with patients. But the problem with Chantix is if you continue to smoke while on it, then your body, eventually goes, wait a second here. This is real cigarettes, and what's this? And then the body gets smart. So, you need to really do it right. I believe with Chantix, you can only smoke the first 7 days while the medicine builds up, and then you have to stop. You have to stop smoking at the 7 day mark, quote unquote, cold turkey, because that Chantix is supposed to be tricking your body into thinking it's getting its daily nicotine. And a lot of people can't do that because they're used to the habit. A lot of people, they're worried about the weight gain. Yeah, I've had women tell me, I can quit smoking. I don't need your help to quit smoking. I just don't want to because I'll gain weight. Why do you think I stay so skinny? And it's true. That's how women in the 40s and 50s and 60s stayed slim. People knew that smoking wasn't healthy. But as soon as you felt hungry, you could reach for a cigarette, put your appetite down, and avoid the meal. That's how you could stay skinny. People were so afraid of getting fat back then. And now we have this whole obesity crisis. Now, as, less people are turning to cigarettes to quit eating. Not the safest thing, that habit, because obviously we had some real nasty cancers. But if smoking tobacco causes cancer, how come we aren't thinking that smoking a chemical-laden, metallic dripped into vapor isn't going to cause cancer as well? Your lung linings are very highly specialized and delicate. Don't mess with them. 1-877-DELI.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News.
Today in London, a car plowed into pedestrians and cyclists near the House of Parliament in London during morning rush hour. Three people were injured and police have the terrorist suspect in custody. This eyewitness describes what he saw.
You could kind of see just around the corner of from Big Ben, there was an ambulance with its lights on and siren blaring. And then all of a sudden, whipping around the corner, just from the traffic lights, was this small kind of Ford Focus type car, and just rammed straight through the group of, 10 to 15 cyclists that was stood there.
The Trump campaign filed a legal claim Tuesday against former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman, arguing that she violated a non-disclosure agreement by disparaging President Trump in her new book, and the attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case today without presenting any evidence or witnesses. Manafort is on trial for tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, the 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And if you have any questions, you can email us on our website at drdahlia.com. So he has to be anonymous, but his subject heading is friend of opposite sex while married. Well, dear Dr. Dahlia, my wife and I have been married for over 2 years, and she has a friend since high school that she stays very close to. Every day close. I'm uncomfortable with it, and when I brought it up, she gets defensive. In this day and age, my old fashioned, he talks a little bit more about how close they are and stuff that they do. And, you know, we women are really, really protective over our guy friends. And if I was a husband, it's very interesting, okay? As a woman, I feel very differently about it than if I was a man. If I was a man, no. I would not want another man talking to my wife if I was a man. No. But as a woman and as a wife that has guy friends, I'm like, oh, it's okay. We're fine. So I could totally see both sides. So let's go back for a little bit. A lot of us have friends before we meet our betrothed. Now that, you know, people have been married multiple times, or they have multiple relationships throughout their life, as opposed to marrying your high school sweetheart. I mean, it used to be the older days, you know, you were set up, arranged marriage, or, you know, your best buddy in high school ended up being who you married. And now it's very, very different. All right? There are other people in your spouse's lives way before you come into the picture. So you think that that person is going to separate from all those other people because now you're the love of their life. And that's not always the case. So I have a couple friends who I knew before Corey. And Corey and I have an understanding that, you know, I call them my boos. You know, they're like my buddies, they're like brothers to me, right? And Corey has an understanding that if I have to talk to them on the phone, I mean, if I need to give them a kidney, if they need any help at all, I'm there. Even though we're just friends. We've always been friends. And their wives, very cool wives, very nice wives, their wives understand. We have a great understanding that, trust me, I want nothing to do with the marriage part with your husband. Trust me, that's what you're for. You handle all that. I'll handle all the BS, like that tie doesn't match, or you don't know what the hell you're doing, or all the stuff that you can't tell him, I could. Okay? Because I'm his buddy, I'm his boo. I got this. I'll handle that. You handle all the marriage, all the sex stuff. You handle that. I'll handle all the, you know, buddy stuff. And it does work. It does. So people can have friends. And, you know, maybe it's easier because I'm a woman because I could see this. You know, where it's like, no, there, you know, the line was never crossed in the past. It's not being crossed now. It'll never be crossed in the future. We're good. And it's kind of important because you as a new person into their life, you know, depending on what she likes, for example, if she wants you to take her on your horse and carry her off into the sunset, then yeah, she's ready to leave her life behind. But the average woman doesn't. Hence, mother-in-law coming over. The average woman doesn't let go of her girlfriends, her guy friends, her, you know, they don't. That's not the way things are. Things happen anymore. And so you, as a new husband, or you guys have been married for a couple years, you need to, you know, get close in a way to her friend. She having a very private life, private relationship with this buddy, that could cause some concern. But invite him over for dinner. Have him over at the house. Get to know him. Let him know that you're around. You don't want to look creepy. You don't want to look like you're impeding on their friendship. But let him know you're around. And so my husband is friends with my guy friends. Absolutely. And it works. Now, somebody could say, well, why does a wife have to have guy friends? Well, you know, a lot of us women, we really have loyalty issues. And we don't want to drop somebody who has been there for us in whatever capacity they were just because a guy comes along. You know, that kind of bros before, you know, that saying that guys have. Well, you know, women kind of have that too. You were there for me. And yes, now, you know, you're passing on the reins, but I'm not going to dump you. You're still a part of my life. I still want to watch you grow. I still want to watch you, you know, flourish. I mean, you know, you're my buddy. I just thought I have another friend like that. I just have a guy friend. I have a lot of guy friends. And again, never would I even think or venture into that line. And their wives know. Now, there's a good chance that also what they're doing on their end is saying, no, trust me. You know, you don't have to worry about Dahlia. First of all, I mean, look at her, really? Okay, really? I mean, her butt is so big. Okay, she doesn't shave her legs, trust me. And I don't mind. I mean, even if they told me what they told their wives, You know, so their wives weren't concerned. I'm totally fine. But, I mean, anybody that I was friends with before Corey, we're talking then I've been close to them for 25, 30 years. That's not a friendship that I would ever give up. Okay? So now, what if your husband has a girlfriend? Does Corey have friends who are girls that came before me? Well, Corey's not the type that had friends as girls. See, me, I had a lot of platonic relationships. Corey, no. So what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. So if there was somebody who claimed she was a friend of his, I would be very suspicious. You see? See, I know my situation. I'm very secure in my situation. I'm very comfortable having relationships with guys and nothing happening, but nope. There's maybe one or two friends that I remember he mentioned, so I don't mind if he talks to them. But if somebody new came along claiming, you know, that found him after 25, 30 years and she's recently divorced, oh, hell no. So this is tough. The key, though, to all of this is your security. Corey knows that I love him, and I always will. I mean, he's my hubby. And, I'm not going away anywhere. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. You know, hopefully he doesn't go anywhere. So I've always had friends with guys. He's always known this. I've always had friends with guys. Boom. Do we go clothes shopping, and do I let them see me change into the outfit? No, because they wouldn't be my friend anymore. They'd be barfing. No, of course not. So he knows that I have proper decorum with my friends, and he's not at risk. He's a pretty confident guy. So here, and I can't mention his name because he wants to be anonymous, it all depends on how confident you are. If you don't think you can handle it, or you don't think you could trust this other person, then you and she may have to, in a counseling session, figure out how to work this out. And the counselor may say, well, you know, why does she need this friend? If she has you, why does she need this friend? See, Corey is still my best friend. I don't have a best friend over Corey. Corey's my best friend. But that doesn't mean I don't want to have other friends. And so sometimes that just has to be explained. And can I just say something? Sometimes a girlfriend with your wife could cause more damage than a guy friend. If a girlfriend just got divorced or she's out there dating and she's making her, you know, your wife jealous, that's worse than her having a guy friend that, you know, talks football with her. So I would then suggest some counseling if you're concerned, you know, and I get that. I do get it, you know. And if Corey ever said, look, I have a problem with it, I'd choose Corey over anybody else because he's my husband. It would suck. Having to give up my friends, but, you know, and he wouldn't ask me to do that. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this study has been circulating. I was interviewed by News 13 Las Vegas on this yesterday regarding the best and worst states to have a baby. And I guess Wallet Hub did this. I remember them doing this last year, I believe. And it kind of looks at a variety of things. Looks at medical expenses, healthcare accessibility, baby and family friendliness,
Their data, I guess, that ranges from hospital conventional delivery charges to annual average infant care costs to pediatricians per capita. And expert insight from a panel of researchers came up with this, I guess, survey, or not this survey, but this breakdown of which state is the best place to have a baby and which is the worst. So they say the number one place to have a baby is Vermont. Then came Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and North Dakota rounding out the top five. Connecticut, Colorado, Nebraska, District of Columbia, and California rounded out the top 10. These are of total scores. Now, the bottom 10, well, I'll say bottom 11, because they have 11 here, because District of Columbia they're including, are Tennessee, Nevada, New Mexico, Arkansas, Georgia, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Louisiana, South Carolina, Alabama, and Mississippi. So we see this trend of southern states not doing so well. Nevada. Why is Nevada in the list? Now, some people think, well, you know, maybe Nevada, you know, it's the baby friendliness and the family friendliness rank. Excuse me. You know, a lot of things come into effect or come into, I guess, play when they look at family friendliness or baby friendliness, etc. So one is, okay, well, you know, how many, what's parental leave? Mom groups per capita, child care centers per capita, share of nationally accredited child care centers, birth weight. So that's what they use for baby friendliness. Family friendliness, I don't know if they're looking at libraries and parks and, you know, school. I mean, Nevada never ranks very high on family friendliness because they think there's nude people walking around all the time. And that's not the case. And you want to know what? For family friendliness, we didn't really rank that bad. You know, there's like showgirls and all, Nevada isn't the only one that has some, you know, what are they called? I don't know what they're called. You know, the women that dance and things like that. Yeah, strippers. Nevada's not the only one that has strippers. And actually, Nevada came in 41st out of 50 on that one. Interesting, the District of Columbia was not applicable when it came to family friendliness rank. Now the healthcare rank. Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, your New England area seems to continually do better in these healthcare ranks. Of course, at the bottom of the list are your southern. Your Mississippi, your Louisiana, Alabama, they don't do that well. So why such a disparity? Well, let's first look at cost. They say for cost, Louisiana is the cheapest to have a baby. Alaska is the most expensive and California is the most expensive. So if somebody has precluded from getting their prenatal care, getting their care, having access, that's going to be one of the biggest factors. And I don't know why we have such a disparity. I mean, you would think that we would have some uniformity. If something worked for one state, we would do it in another. But a state like California is very different than a state like Vermont. Vermont may not have as many illegal immigrants as California does. And so California may need to, you know, to compensate for the population and for the amount of money they have to spend in public programs, may have to kind of dilute the quality of the health care and the ease of access than Vermont would, let's say. You know, for those of you that are really don't care, like, well, I'm not having a baby, these like studies that come out, I take with a grain of salt. I really don't put a lot of stock into it. Especially since Nevada never seems to rank high in any of these. And I'm going to tell you right now, I gave birth to two kids in Nevada. All right. The doctors, the nurses, you know, anybody in the healthcare field, pharmacists, et cetera, everybody that has ever taken care of my kids have been phenomenal. And that's Nevada. I trained in Nevada, and I think I'm a pretty damn good doctor. Nevada always gets a bad rap. So why does Nevada get a bad rap? Well, Nevada has one of the least doctors per capita, meaning the least number of doctors per people needed. Why? Well, Nevada had some issues with high malpractice costs. You know, Nevada is a state that has a lot of people that come here transiently. We do have a huge native Nevadan population, but you have a lot of people that come here transiently. And so if they're only here for a year or two or, you know, whatever, they're not really bonding with their doctor. They're not really bonding with their community. So maybe they're more quick to sue. You know, maybe they're more quick to, you know, not take care of themselves and let things fester and then go, all right, now I'm going to jump into the urgent care or an ER. And so in Vegas, especially where I live in Las Vegas, I notice that some of us doctors seem to work a little harder than others because we're dealing with people that have shift work. We're dealing with people that have, you know, 24/7 lives. We're dealing with people that, you know, may not have steady work, as opposed to a place like Vermont or South Dakota. Now, we don't have Lyme disease, which is kind of nice, but we do have you know, spider bites and scorpion bites and snake bites. You know, I mean, we have our fair of desert type stuff. But we have a trouble keeping doctors. And one real big thing we have is, even though we have phenomenal medical schools, we have UNLV. I work at Toro University of Nevada. It's one of the largest medical schools in the state. I trained at UNSAM in Reno. We have great medical schools in Nevada. But if the students don't have a residency to go to do their after medical school training, to do their internship and their residency, they're going to go to that state that they did their residency in and stay. And so, for me, I did my residency in Las Vegas. It was a no-brainer. I stay in Las Vegas. It was a no-brainer. I had already, you know, built up a patient base that they wanted to come with me. And the school's like, that's fine. If you want to stay with Dr. Dahlia, that's fine. They didn't call me Dr. Dahlia back then. If you want to stay with Dr. Wax, that's fine. I already had a specialist that I knew how to work with. I didn't have to market because, boy, there was a doctor shortage. And it just flowed. So, you know, for those of you that are like, well, I want to be in an area where there's good medicine. There's good medicine all over this country. We have damn good doctors and nurses and hospitals, etc. Where I think medicine is going to start going bad is when you have the corporations take over. If you live in a place where corporations are taking over and you don't have a lot of individuality by your doctor, and we're going to be talking about individuality in the next segment when it comes to your job, your work, your position. But if you don't have that, if a doctor can't say, you know what, I'm going to fight for you. If you think, you know, you have the same cancer that your mom, dad, and brother had, and this initial test said you don't, but you have that feeling, I'm going to be here for you, all right? And I'm not going to blow it off, and we'll watch it. As opposed to corporation-owned medicine, we'll be like, no, you follow the protocol. It's going to cost too much money to order any more tests. So it's tricky. But congratulations to New England, you know, for having the best place to have a baby. But personally, I think, you know, ask any mom around, all right? You know, it really depends on your doctor, your nurse, and if you're getting good care. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.